Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Of course, Zach Manassian, his partner in the front office for the Giants, is Buster Posey. Here's more Posey yesterday pregame in the dugout on the moves that he made, again, namely designating Lamont Wade Jr. for assignment. Buster, do you expect these moves to ignite something in the clubhouse? Here's Buster.
As much as anything, it's you're trying to ignite something, I think. That was another one. I mean, cost, too. It's not, they're not easy decisions, but we're just trying to provide a little bit more offense and have some versatility, whether it's more bats when these players are starting or coming off the bench, that just gives us a little bit more offensive upside right now.
I think this decision from Buster, or just Buster in general, being the president of baseball operations, it just gives the Giants a dynamic that they never could have possibly had with Farhan.
Which is what?
You laid out like how John Lynch can kind of set the tone at times for the Niners.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame safety.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Football player, whether you watched him play or not, has respect for John Lynch because of what he did on the football field.
There's an inherent credibility.
Yes. And it's the same thing for Buster. Whether you are a Giants fan growing up or not, whether you watched a lot of Buster, you know Buster Posey is one of the greatest catchers of his generation. And if it wasn't for Yadier Molina, he would be the greatest catcher of his generation. And still probably, I mean, you could say he had a better career than Yadier. Yadier is defensive genius and all that and had a longer career. Point is, amazing, amazing catcher, and he has that cachet, the level of gravity. And Buster Posey also makes these decisions from a point of, humility and emotion and respectful to emotions as we laid out earlier. But it also comes from a spot of I've been there and I've done that. I know what it takes to win. And if you're Farhan Zaidi trying to, like, I would say it would be impossible for Farhan just because of who he is, not necessarily be for any, like, character trait flaw, just because of who he is as not a baseball player, it's a lot more difficult for Farhan to fire up an organization, to fire up a clubhouse by making a move that, but like if Farhan made the move that Buster just made, I don't know if it has anywhere near the impact that Buster making the move has.
I don't know if you've ever heard a lot of the baseball players talk about this over the years or any front office executives, but there is in baseball more than maybe other sports. It's them up there and they'll point, okay, to like the owner suite, the GM suite versus us down here in the clubhouse. And there's always felt like a distinct
divide.
Yes. Yeah. I do think that having Buster Posey be the guy like, no, I've literally been in the trenches in here and I get that
and
matters.
I still kind of feel like I am in the trenches.
Uh-huh.
I want this bad.
And a lot of you kind of know me from being in these trenches or seeing me across the diamond. So I do believe that this is totally different. You're 100% correct. There's the other element, Mark, that this is just how I view sports. Now, your head coach in any sport and your GM, whoever's going to be front-facing, I'm not saying they have to be the greatest in front of a microphone. That's not what I'm saying. Because ultimately, if you win, it will dilute any issues that I have with you in terms of interviews and all that. But it is a part of the job. It is a part of it. And I think how you present yourself to the public is extremely important. How you field, you know, questions. Now, you got to get the roster decisions right. You know what I mean? And there's no doubt. Like that goes without saying.
It's also like having personal, private, one-on-one conversations.
Exactly.
Not in front of the public, but
no
like
doubt.
With your players.
I referenced Cora yesterday, the manager for Boston.
Yeah.
And the thing that blew me away was how he dealt with his roster, the interpersonal relationships. And then they had the GM from Boston, and he was a little more down to earth than maybe you think. When I watched Hard Knocks, for example, the poor guy that was running the New York Giants, right? Seemed like a really nice guy. He also seemed a little almost shy and like, I want to be your friend. And I don't think he's cutthroat enough, right? Like he can go too far in the other direction.
Yeah.
And so part of all of the job now isn't just, are you making good roster decisions and is your team winning? It's also how you say things, how you conduct yourself, how you manage the relationships on the roster. We can't discuss Steve Kerr without discussing how he communicates with his players. We can't discuss Bob Myers without discussing how great he is in terms of the relationships,
yeah.
Right? Of course, having the right roster decisions and putting together a winning team, those are the things he's ultimately going to be judged by. But these other things matter too. And how the media views you gives you leeway. And I feel like Farhan did himself no favors. He just wasn't great in front of a camera. He wasn't great in front of a microphone. Like those are real. Now, Belichick wasn't either, but he won at such a prolific rate, it didn't matter until the end. And then
everyone starts getting upset because exactly. You're not winning. You're not keeping people happy that way. And then you're a stickler in every interview. And then people start turning on you.
Do you get where I'm going with this?
Yeah. No, I do. It's how, not how you treat people, but it's just as simple as the way that you talk to people.
Emotional intelligence is a word that I'll use. And what I mean by that, like a phrase, is like how you deal with people. And there are certain situations socially someone could come off awkward. Like Kyle Shanahan is a great X's and O's coach. Clearly, I think at times at the podium, he comes off so not aloof, just like unaware. Like, why can't you just
be normal?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I think he gets shield or cover from how gracious and how, you know, good John Lynch is in front of a camera, right? And they are a great tandem together. And I feel like Buster Posey is a great person to have as a front-facing individual because of the credibility, the likeness, his ability to know what it's like to have 50 microphones in his mouth, in his face every single day, right? I think he's kind of prepared for this job.
Yeah, and his partner in the front office, General Manager Zach Manassian, is joining us at 8:30, so in an hour and a half or so right here on the Morning Roast of 95.7 The Game. Yeah, what's up?
The other element is that when you're running a team for the first time, and I heard someone discussed this with Robert Saleh on a different podcast before. And Robert Saleh is talking about how now when he comes back to the Niners, he views Kyle Shanahan's job way different because he has more empathy for, it's different when I'm just doing this little job over here, running the defense. It's entirely different when I'm the head honcho and one of the players comes to me and says, hey, my mother-in-law's going to die. My kid's struggling in school and we need to find a tutor or whatever. And these players are coming to you with stuff that you hadn't even fathomed. Okay. That's where being a well-rounded individual away from the game, we don't even know about all the things these guys are dealing with, you know, outside of sports. And, you know, I think that there's more to the job than meets the eye. And I look at someone like Buster and he seems to be a well-rounded and you said down to earth or normal person. That's underrated, I feel like, in the sports world right now.
How much do you trust Buster, whether it's going to happen this year, next year, 2 years from now, how much do you trust Buster to do the job and to do the job well and return the Giants to, like, national prominence? Because I don't know if it's right, and I'd have to really, really search my emotions for me to say that my belief had waned the last couple of weeks. I think that feels like a little reactionary to just some offensive struggles. But I definitely have more belief in Buster than I think I ever had in Farhan. And a lot of it comes down to what you're talking about. Like, they're just like the way that he connects with people, whether it is people outside the organization or his players and his coaches and his manager and his GM and his ownership, right? And there's a certain gravity that comes with it. But I think it really hammered home for me yesterday what Buster did and what Buster said. I have the utmost faith that maybe it's not going to happen this year, Shasky. Like, maybe a trade does not present itself, and that's a reality of what could come true. But I have an incredible amount of belief that Buster Posey is going to be the guy that's going to deliver this franchise, maybe not another World Series, but to consistent national relevance once again.
There is no position that makes you a lock for like a great manager or a great GM. But that being said, the great catchers, and even the borderline, you know, catchers, like a Bruce Bochy was a catcher. You know, Mike Matheny was a catcher. And these are guys that have won championships that are good managers in my Buster being one. I think that people don't understand the amount of thought that goes into how you are going to work a lineup. How my pitching staff is going to attack someone. Yeah. How I've been scouting the other team, not just a little bit. Every day of my baseball career for a decade, like, he has been doing a kind of scouting job and strategy job every single day for the last decade at the big league level. Now, does that mean that he understands how to view talent? Because there's a lot of guys that are great X's and O's that can't pick talent, right? They're just... That's a different thing, but that's why you have a Zach Manasian. That's why you've got a scouting department. And I think he's got enough wherewithal to know what he's good at and what he's not. But I'm talking about like strategy and thinking and how to assemble a team and what works. And then, you know, what are our weaknesses today? He has been doing that job in that Giants clubhouse for close to 15 years.
That's all, I agree. And that's all well and good. I also think for me, my confidence or my belief in Buster is like a larger perspective. Like, you zoom out a little bit. And I don't mean this to be like just compare Buster to Farhan and why Buster is better at this, this, and this. But there is, I think, also a stark difference in the relationship Buster has, one, with the city of San Francisco.
Sure.
And two, with ownership and just the organization in general. Farhan came in here as an unknown from the Dodgers, right?
And he said goodbye to Bruce Bochy.
And he said bye to Bochy.
I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah, and Posey came in as one of the greatest Giants of all time.
Absolutely.
Who stepped in, and the Giants immediately started winning World Series. And as you laid out, maybe the most important position on the diamond.
He's more beloved by all, this is going to sound insane, than Barry Bonds. Because there are Giants fans that didn't like Barry Bonds. Nobody doesn't. Like, every...
The Q rating for Buster is better than it
he's
is
He's not
for,
a better player, yeah. But he's more beloved overall. There's no question about it.
And the pride that he has in the city, I mean, he said this at his introductory press conference. San Francisco, what... I mean, he returned from his home after he had moved away and felt like he was never going to come back because he loved San Francisco and the Giants so much. Here's Buster in his intro presser.
This is a baseball town. This city wants great players. It wants great teams. And I was lucky to be a part of some of those great teams alongside great players. And all is well in the world when the Giants are playing good baseball on that field.
He wants this team to be that for this city once again. And the other half of this, Shasky, what gives me confidence for Buster, it is he has that cachet with the organization. I feel like he's willing to go out on a limb and to take a risk, whether it is part with three or four prospects and bring in somebody big, knowing full well it might not work out for you, because he doesn't care about, he doesn't have worries about job security. While I feel like in the back of Farhan's mind, every trade deadline it was, if I make this deal, if I trade Kyle Harrison and he turns out to be the next Zach Wheeler in a year or two, I'm out of a job. I don't think Buster's worrying about that at all.
Well, when you have that cachet, you have that equity, you are able to be more bold. I mean, I think of John Elway, you know, running the Denver Broncos. Like, John Elway, the greatest Bronco of all time, running the Broncos, he can almost do no wrong, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Like, you're able to take bigger swings. I just viewed the whole Farhan existence as very risk averse. The riskiest thing he did was run Bruce Bochy out of town. Right?
Yeah. And it was one of the first things that he did.
Which is a horrible way to endear yourself to a fan base that beloved someone the way that they beloved and loved Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
Correct?
No doubt. Buster Posey made a couple of tough decisions yesterday. The Giants, they bounce back and they win 6-5. Was a spark created by Buster. Elliot Ramos, hit of the year, win of the year for the Giants. And as a reminder, again, we got general manager.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.